Spin your ears back right for some joy and delight. This is Story Zest with your sparkly host, Lady Dawn. Fresh episodes will be up twice a week. Love and enjoy this new episode. I opened up my locker and everything was gone. My books, my backpack, even my smelly unwashed gym clothes. The only thing in there was a small note, and it said, "I am a famous monster who roams from place to place, renowned by reputation, though few have seen my face. My arms and legs are scrawny, my torso is the same. My hands are both gigantic. They're how I gained my fame. Unlike my raucous colleagues who fill the air with roars, I'm not by nature noisy until I knock on doors. One knock is quite sufficient to make a door collapse. I'm called the Knockless Monster. Do I exist? Perhaps." I'd never been so scared in my life. All I wanted to do was run and hide, but I knew that that wouldn't solve anything. I needed to get past that filthy cavern somehow, so I took a deep breath and stepped forward. In a foul and filthy cavern where the sun has never shone, the one-eyed ogre calmly gnaws a cold and moldy bone. He sits in silence in the slime that fills his fetid home, and notes the nearing footsteps in the monstrous catacombs. The one-eyed ogre drools with joy, his stony heart beats fast. He knows that for some girl or boy, this day shall be the last. It could be mine. He wields his ugly cudgel in a wide and vicious arc. It swiftly finds his victim in the deep and deadly dark. Then down and down and down again, the ogre's blows descend to rend and rend the senses to speed his victim's end. So pity those who stumble upon the one-eyed ogre's cave. That dark abode he calls his home shall surely be their grave. So I had to run, I had to run, and luckily, luckily, he didn't grab me. I was inspired to make this episode by Jared Lerner's challenge called Finish the Story. Jared Lerner is a creator of books for kids, but as an adult, I decided to give this challenge a try. On Instagram, he gives a few sentences and it's up to your imagination to finish the story. I'm not the best writer, so I decided to combine his intros with two poems by Jack Prolutsky. I hope you've seriously enjoyed this episode. For new listeners out there, this podcast is for lovers of short stories and poems, just to brighten up your day. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you're listening during the day, a small episode of Story Zest is always a sunny ray. Questions or requests, leave a voice message or follow me on Instagram, Story Zest. Goodbye everybody, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen!